إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث دائما وأبدا كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، ثم أما بعد. Verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And as to what follows, موضوعنا اليوم الغفلة عن أوامر الله. Our topic for today, it is a description of a disease that many people of the Ummatul Islam have fallen into. It is the disease of al-ghafla, to be in a state of neglecting your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to be in a state of forgetting the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you for the big and the small, the good and the wrong, the halal and the haram, the correct and the mistake. You will be questioned. Everything will be asked of you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is to be in a state of heedlessness, to be in a state of ghafla. And as you are accustomed to, we will focus our attention to three main points. أولاً الترهيب من أن نحن نكون من الغافلين. A warning to myself and you not to be from those who are in the state of ghafla, in the state of neglecting our duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثانياً الاستخفاف بأوامر الله. To be in a state or condition where you are looking at the Islamic law or the orders of Allah and His Messenger as something light. It is not something important. الاستخفاف بأوامر الله. Taking the orders of Allah and His Messenger as something light. It is not much concern. ثالثاً عرفنا الداء فما هو الدواء. We shall soon know the disease, but what is its cure? So let us begin with our first important point, insha'Allah. الترهيب من أن نكون من الغافلين. قال تعالى اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون لاهية قلوبهم. The day of reckoning is soon coming to mankind, but yet they are turned away in a state of ghafla, in a state of neglect and forgetting. Never will come to them a verse from Allah or a new revelation, إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوا وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Unless they hear it, this verse or this ayah from Allah, while they are in a state of play, It is not important for them. لاهيةً قلوبهم. Their hearts are in a state of preoccupation with evil. نعم. لقد حدث. Many of the Muslim Ummah, they listen to the Quran and their eyes will never shed tears. Not once. Living their whole life listening to the word of Allah, and not once in their life will they shed a tear from the fear of Allah. Muslims will live their whole life listening to the ahadith and the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their heart will never be moved. لاهيةً قلوبهم. Their hearts are preoccupied with other things. ولكن الخطر. But the actual danger is not this. It is not that the heart is preoccupied. ولكن الخطر أن بعض الناس ممن يعصون الله وهم يعلمون ينظرون إلى ما حولهم ويرون الخير ويرون نعمة مال وعيال وبيوت وسيارات فيظن المسكين في نفسه أن هذه علامة أن الله راضي رضى عنه. The actual danger is that there are actually people who know they are committing mistakes. Eat riba. Not pray. Not fast. Not give zakah. Not go to hajj when they have the ability. They know they are disobeying Allah, but then they look around them and they see they have cars. They have wealth, a career, an education, a job, a wife, children. And he says, all of this is ni'mah. Therefore Allah is pleased with me. ولكنه ابتلاء من الله. But it is actually a test and a trial from Allah. قال علماؤنا سلفا وخلفا. Our ulama, past and present, they say, إن الابتلاء بالنعيم أشد وأقصى من الابتلاء بالضيق والفقر. To be tested by being given from Allah goodness is a harder test from Allah to you than for Allah to remove from you some of your goodness. لأنه يلهي ويطغي. Because when you have wealth, when you have goodness all around you, you are blinded. You are blinded. You do not actually see that you are committing sins because you think that Allah is actually pleased with you for giving you money, for giving you wealth, for giving you a job. In essence, this is a greater trial than for Allah to take it from you. Listen to the word of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهِ يُعْطِي الْعَبْدَ مَا يُحِبْ وَهُوَ مُقِيمٌ عَلَى مَعْصِيَةٍ فَعَلَمْ بِأَنَّهُ اسْتِدْرَاجٌ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَعَلَمْ بِأَنَّهُ اسْتِدْرَاجٌ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. روى الحديث الإمام أحمد والبيهقي وحسنه الحافظ العراقي وصحح سنده شيخنا الألباني حفظه الله. The Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you see and you notice Allah is giving a person, a human being, everything he wishes, ما يحب, everything he wants, asks for, while you also see the same person is committing a ma'asiyah, know that it is Allah gradually going to bring them to punishment. Allah is letting the rope go a little until Allah cuts it, and then Allah seizes it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, explaining this sunnah, min sunanillah, this is an actual implementation of Allah's order, where he says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, when the people forgot our orders, forgot the reminder, forgot the Quran, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We opened to them all the gates of pleasant things. We gave them everything they want. When they forgot, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا. Until they are in the midst of their enjoyment. In the middle of their enjoyment and amusement, أخذناهم بغتة. All of a sudden we took them into punishment and destruction. فإذا هم مبلسون. And then they become in deep regret and sorrow. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم من حديث أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه أنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله ليملي للظالم حتى إذا أخذه لم يفلت. ثم تلا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه أليم شديد. متفق عليه, agreed upon. The Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will give a time for a zalim, will give him more time, will give the oppressor time to keep committing more oppression until Allah seizes him. And when Allah seizes him, he never lets him go. Then the Messenger recited, such wa kadhalika akhdhu rabbik, such is the seizure of your Lord. When he seizes a group of people when they are committing wrong, his punishment is painful and severe. He lets them go, subhanahu wa ta'ala, until they are in the middle of their enjoyment, and then he brings them to punishment. And let us listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he describes the people of ghafla. What are their characteristics? What are their attitudes? What type of people are they? يقول الله جل وعلا في سورة الأعراف ولقد ذرأنا لجهنم كثيرا من الجن والإنس لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها ولهم أعين لا يبصرون بها ولهم آذان لا يسمعون بها أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل أولئك هم الغافلون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, surely we have created for the fire many jinn and humans who shall eventually enter it because of their evil deeds. What are their attributes and characteristics? لهم قلوب, they have hearts that do not allow them to understand, and they have eyes that do not allow them to truly see, and they have ears that do not allow them to truly hear. Verily they are like cattle, كالأنعام, they are like animals. بل هم أضل, no, they have not even reached the level of animals, they are even worse. Who are they? الغافلون. أولئك هم الغافلون. And you may ask yourself, how can a human being be less than an animal? Have you not heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where he says, ألم ترى أن الله يسجد له من في السماوات ومن في الأرض والشمس والقمر والنجوم والجبال والشجر والدواب وكثير من الناس وكثير حق عليه العذاب ومن يهن الله فما له من مكرم إن الله يفعل ما يشاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you not know and see that to Allah prostrates all that is within the heavens and the earth, and the sun, الشمس, the sun prostrates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, تسجد لله, الشمس, والقمر, and the moon, والنجوم, and the stars, والجبال, the mountains, prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, والشجر, and all of vegetation and plants and trees, والدواب, all of animals and insects, وكثير من الناس, and many of humans, many of humans, وكثيرا حق عليه العذاب, and yet there is many more who are deserving of punishment. So Allah is telling you, the sun, the moon, the stars, the mountains, the trees, the animals, and many of mankind are better than those who do not submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابِ, those who are deserving of punishment, and whoever Allah humiliates, none shall give him honor. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ, barely Allah does what He wills. And you may ask yourself, eyes that do not see, a heart that does not see, قَالَ تَعَالَى فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. The eye can see, but the actual sight that it should be seeing, what it should be seeing, is not understood by the heart. Because the heart is not comprehending the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The heart is not understanding at-tawheed, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. فَإِنَّهَا تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. The heart is what is blind, which is in the chest. Which is in the heart, which is in the chest and the breast of men. But we ask ourselves, لماذا الاستخفاف? Our second point. Why are people led to taking easy and lightly the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? During the last week, I met a Muslim brother, and as I was sitting with him, speaking for an hour or so, I came to notice that he is wearing a gold ring. Seeing that I am with him alone, and in a polite manner, I say, Ya Akhi, do you know, my brother, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forbidden that a man should wear gold? Maybe you may not have heard this. He says, no, I know. La ana a'lam, I know this. And I sat there. Ta'lam wa la ta'mal. You know, but you do not obey. Istighfar, taking lightly the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know and you do not obey. Yet at the same time, if your boss or your employer at work was to order you to do something not in your job description, something you do not have to do, لم تسلت الأمر, you would follow and obey your boss. Even in many cases, if it was to disobey a standard rule, you would obey your boss because he told you to do something. Yet Allah يأمر وينهى والرسول يأمر وينهى ولا تنتثل الأمر. While at the same time, Allah and His Messenger order, and you do not follow the order of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us pause quickly and see in Surah Al-Hujurat how Allah has shown this to be important for us to understand. He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. O ye who believe, do not be forward or put forward anything before the order of Allah and His Messenger. And fear Allah, for Allah is all-seeing and knowing. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. O ye who believe, do not even raise your voice a notch louder than the voice of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And do not call him loudly as you call one another. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْدِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. For if you do any of these things, your deeds will be wiped out. All your good deeds can be rendered fruitless while you do not know. يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن القيم رحمه الله إذا كان مجردا رفع الصوت فوق صوت النبي يحبط العمل فكيف بمن قدم عقله وفطره على قول وفعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Sheikh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim says, if it is just if you raise your voice a notch above the voice of the Messenger, If the Sahaba were to have their voice louder than the voice of the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, their whole good deed could be wiped out. What about now, when a person not just raises his voice or puts something forward, a person is trying to wipe out the Sharia of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, telling you no, do not follow Al-Quran, do not follow As-Sunnah, democracy, socialism, communism, taking away all of the deen, trying to take away Al-Islam. Just to raise your voice at their time above the voice of the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will remove your deed. What about a person who is putting his opinions before the orders of the Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And this is why Allah answers, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنْ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةً إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is not befitting, or it is not from the characteristics of any believing man or woman, that when an order comes from Allah or His Messenger, that they should have any choice in which to follow. Whether to follow their own opinion or to follow the order of His Messenger. You must follow the order of Allah or the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whoever disobeys the order of Allah and His Messenger, he has clearly strayed in plain error. Now we ask ourselves, again, لِمَاذَا الْإِسْتِخْفَافِ? Why are people taking al-Islam lightly? And the answer to this shall come insha'Allah after Jilsatul Istaraha. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. One main reason why people, Muslims or not, have taken al-Islam as something light, because they have forgotten the purpose of existence. Nasul ghaya. The Muslims have forgotten their reason of being here. Why they are allowed to walk on the face of the earth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why they are allowed to breathe, go to work, go to school. Their true reason, the true calling of al-Islam, a single verse in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn or human beings except for one reason, that they may worship me. This is your reason of being on this earth. It is not to fulfill your lusts or desires, or to attain goals that are un-Islamic. Al-Islam does not prohibit any human being from attaining richness. You will only be asked two questions. Where did you earn your money? Halal or haram? Simple question. Halal or haram? وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقْتَ? And where did you spend it? Halal or haram? Two simple questions. Earn as much money that can cover the face of the earth. But two questions you ask yourself. مِنْ أَيْن وَفِيمَاذَ? From where have I gotten it? And where do I put it? Where have I gotten this wealth from? Halal or haram? And where am I spending it? Halal or haram? This is all that will be asked of you, Ya Abdullah. So do not think that when we are standing here telling you your only purpose here is to worship Allah, oh then I cannot go to school, I do not have to earn money, I do not have to do this, Allah will provide. Your ibadah is to be a full functioning person in al-mujtama, to be fully functional in this society, while worshipping Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent this Qur'an as something heavy upon us, as something difficult for us to live with. طَاهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى إِلَّا تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا. Allah explains it to us, Taha. We have not sent this Quran down to you to be a distress or pain or suffering or a weight that you cannot hold. This Quran, the law of Al-Islam, is not hard. It is not something that is a distress upon us. It is only a reminder for those who fear Allah. تَذْكِرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى. To those who fear Allah. It has come down, revealed from Allah who has created the earth and the high heavens. But we ask ourselves now, what is our cure? And this is our third point. عَرِفْنَا الدَّاءَ مَا هُوَ الدَّوَاءَ. What is our cure? أَوَّلًا تَعْرِفَ الْغَايَةَ. Know and fully define your purpose of living. Are you living for al-ibadah or for al-dunya? Are you living for la ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah or for anything other than this? ثانياً, remove yourself from anyone who is bringing you to the state of ghafla. Eliminate them out of your life. Someone who is bringing you or going to lead you to disobey Allah, he is not worthy to be with you because you were a person who carries the passport of la ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. You cannot have his visa on your passport. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. Anything else is on the side. ثالثا تتوب. You must repent. You cannot just walk away after committing zina, after stealing. Whether it's a major or a minor sin, you cannot just say, okay, I'll start over. You must repent for what you have done. You must stop committing the sin. You must regret having committed it in the first place. And you must make intention never to return to the sin again. شروط التوبة. Stop. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have sincere regret for having committed the sin. And make intention never to return to the same sin again. What is another cure? It is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you may be. اتق الله حيثما كنت. And I will never be tired of narrating this hadith to you. The messenger said to Mu'adh, يا Mu'adh, اتق الله حيثما كنت. Oh Mu'adh, fear Allah wherever you may find yourself. Something that every Muslim, if this is the only thing you leave this khutbah with today, لكفتك. It's enough. Fear Allah wherever you are, whether in seclusion or in public. And these are the words I wish to leave you with today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us in this blessed gathering on the day of Jumu'ah and in this hour of Jumu'ah, to gather us all again once together in Jannatul Firdaus with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma innana nas'aluka imanan la yartad, wa na'iman la yanfad, wa qurratu aynin la tanqata, ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في جنات النعيم. اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين. اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين. اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين. اللهم اجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم اجعلنا من المؤمنين. اللهم إننا نسألك لإخواننا في كل البلاد النصرة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا. اللهم أزل الشرك والمشركين وانصر عبادك الموحدين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.